Back on downtown, time for Message in the Bottle, brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company. 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. The headbanging Eric Meehan joins us. Hello, sir.
Hey, I have a question. Did you start that song from the beginning, or did you just come into that, 30 seconds in? They missed the whole riff.
Terry?
There's multiple riffs.
Well, yes, but I thought you were going for lyrics more than the riff.
You're right. It's not that you're wrong. You're right. It's just that I can't tell you what the first time I ever heard that. So anyway,
here you go. Though we'll bring it back for you.
Now watch how this turns.
Yeah. All right. Now I get it.
I don't know. It's just amazing. But the point is, folks who are listening out in Radio Land, that is Pantera's Mouth for War. But none of that matters right now. What matters right now is that I am looking at pictures of Tom Brady. Boy, he looks good in red. Oh, handsome.
Striking, isn't he?
Ray, it just brings out like the, that man is looking, that speaking of mouth for war, that guy is ready. He is going to, I wouldn't want to be Drew Brees right now looking at these pictures. I'd just be like, you know what, can I get a transfer?
I think that uniform takes like 7 years off him.
Oh, he looked good. I'm telling you, I'd be terrified. I'd line up across from him. I'd be terrified. I'm like, it's like how I used to feel about Peyton Manning. I mean, you know that that guy looks at you and he's just dissecting you. He's like, little boy, the average career in this industry is 2 to 3 years. How long have I been here? Right.
Boom. There you go.
It's sickening. It's very sad. How are you both?
Well, we're doing just fine, thank you. Muddling through every day, a little better than the one before.
Yeah. Well, it's fair. Me too.
Are you ready for Father's Day?
Am I ready for Father's Day? Father's Day usually has no meaning to me. It's not that I don't enjoy being a father, but with respect to Hallmark and whoever else came up with these days, I let my family pretty much ignore these things. And my wife, God bless her, chose to do that long ago anyway. I mean, I think she's got some yoga teacher training or something on it. So I let those special days, my birthday, I mentioned this in the newsletter, like whatever day is apparently in my favor, which sounds absurd right now as a 40-year-old white male. Like, every day has been in my favor, right? But I try to sneak things, right? Like, they're my cheat days. If you have a cheat day, and it's just unfortunate for me that my birthday and Father's Day come so close together because I have to sort of work two cheats into. So I think I'm going to just work it all into one really glorious cheat this week and figure out what that means. I don't really know, but I'll figure it out. It'll be great. So I know that, obviously this time of year, and I can still obviously do so, talk a little bit about France and Germany. But what I'd like to do is talk a little bit about France and Germany with regard to sort of what we're seeing right now, if that's acceptable. There's been a lot of talk, including in my own household, about the Civil War and the pitting of brother against brother, et cetera. My wife, for those who don't know, no reason you would, went to Washington and Lee University, right? And the Lee, and that is Robert E. Lee, who was the president of that university after he retired from generalship. And there is a movement to remove his name from that. And obviously there's been a lot of talk about, the scars of the Confederacy, and indeed, sadly, there's been talk about a new civil war. I don't pretend to want anything like that, but I sort of started to think about what war does to the wine industry, right? You know, and in an effort to stay in my lane, I felt like it would be kind of interesting to think about. And of course, we've talked about, direct correlation. What we would be talking about is Germany and France, and we've talked a lot about how the wars of the first part of the last century and the middle part, you know, the World War I, World War II, et cetera, really influenced the wine industry. And certainly, you know, with a flip of a switch, which almost feels like what's happened here recently, although, you know, tensions boil for years, but with the flip of a switch, all of a sudden France and Germany, who were very, very, very much intertwined in the wine industry, especially Germans bought a tremendous amount of French wine, had their people, not their people, that's never wrong. There were German importers that were much beloved in France. The ire of World War I faded quickly into the reality of, and this is something we're all dealing with right now with COVID, is the economic reality that you can, you know, act a certain way for so long, but eventually you've kind of got to get back to global business as usual. And subsequently, war actually, I hate to say it, is usually very, very good for most industries, and the wine industry is one of them. It has helped propagate and sow the seeds of knowledge of wine for the American soldiers, for instance, who were returning home and brought home stories of grandiose vineyards. It created afterwards, and this is not such a great result, but it created a greater industrialization of wine after World War II because of the loss of labor, of people who could actually just work. So they figured that, well, if we don't have enough farmhands to go till things by hand, we're going to have to come up with chemical alternatives. And we think you should plant this, this, and this, as opposed to your traditional family heritage, et cetera. Heritage, what a funny word to bring up anyway. So it's really been weighing on my mind lately, and I'm sure you guys are no different. Of course, I was listening to your interview with a historian earlier, that a lot of things sort of seem to, you know, repeat themselves. And I'm awfully curious. What's an odd thing right now is with the coronavirus, the huge trend in the industry overall is sort of pre-mixed drinks and other things that sort of have taken the place of restaurants and bars. I'm not sure I want the propagation of those things, but they have their purpose. But it's really been quite fascinating for me to sort of think about this. And also, I'm sorry, may I ask how much time I have?
We have
I tend to prattle.
3 minutes remaining. 3 minutes.
3 minutes. Very good. The other thing I wanted to mention, and this, again, it bleeds into the rest of society. The thing about wine, obviously, and people, I hope if this segment has taught people anything, is that wine is just an industry like anything else, and you've got values, you've got cheats, you've got, the same things that exist in every other industry, as boring as those industries may seem or as exciting as those industries may seem, right? Like wine, I think, seems very romantic to people, and the production of, bolts and nuts, perhaps not as interesting to people, but if those things fail, then our bridges collapse. So, you know, every industry is important. Certain ones just seem, you know, they have a flair to them, I suppose. But I guess the ultimate thing is that what's happening right now is a form of elitism that is being destroyed, I hope, across barriers. And I hope that eventually is the result of whatever strife we're going through right now, is that people are realizing that things, even as glorified as wine are foods of the people, right? Like the semi-autonomous collective we have in Seattle. Things like that give me hope. Sharing of food, sharing of these sort of things. I hope it's leading us to a good place. Anyway, to wrap up for me, I wanted to say thank you to all who tuned into our virtual tasting last Wednesday and my birthday. We are working with those gentlemen to do a series because, of course, we love to do collector's tastings, and I'm not really sure how we're going to do that this year because we can't have gatherings like that. So please, folks, do stay tuned for what I hope will be an entertaining series of wine tastings coming up in well into the fall and leading up to Christmas, ultimately, is sort of the plot. Otherwise, we are open from 10 to 6 now, from Mondays to Saturdays. Appointment only, that is to control the number of people in the store at any one time. If you come in, we have disposable gloves, etc., disposable masks, etc., and curbside is still going. So, and I'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Excellent. We look forward to it. Have a good cheat day.
Thank you, gentlemen. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Eric. Eric Mahan from Bangor Wine and Cheese Company with Message in the Bottle.